Please stand, call the meeting to order, and I've asked Gary Noe if he'll lead us in prayer. After the prayer, remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Gary?
Father, we come to you tonight, Lord, and we just ask your blessings upon us and upon our county, Father. Father, we ask that you be with those family that lost ones this week in Las Vegas, Father. We just pray that you just comfort them. Father, just be with our law enforcement and our first responders, Father, and our troops as they protect our freedom, Father. We just pray that you just be with them and their families. Be with those in the path of this storm, this new storm, Father. We just pray that they realize the threat, Father, and that they move to safety. Father, we pray that you just weaken the storm and it has little impact on life. Be with us now, Father, as we do business here for our county. Father, we pray that everything we do here be honoring and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'm going to dismiss with all the formality and quoting the rules. Silence your cell phone, if you will. We're going to do the agenda, the regular. I guess it's a special meeting where we take action. Now, that's an agenda, and we've done the prayer and the pledge, and there's no part on this agenda where we approve the agenda, but I guess I can go ahead and use those on there and ask for a motion and a second that we approve this agenda.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Commissioner Moody and a second by Commissioner Dents. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes and the agenda's approved. And item number one on that short agenda is the board to consider declaring a local state of emergency for Tropical Storm Nate. And I'll call the chief back.
Thanks. Well, you have before you there a map of the latest briefing. This is the 5 p.m. briefing from the Florida Weather, from the National Hurricane Center. And it, you know, shows the storm with a pretty positive impact of going west of here and possibly even missing all of Florida. Of course, there will be some impact to the east of the storm for Pensacola, and possibly over as far as Apalachicola and Panama City, but they don't forecast us receiving anything but possibly gale force winds of 36 miles per hour Sunday. And there is no forecast of storm surge for our coast at this time. And therefore, rather than calling Wolf, I will do the pleasure of the board, but I don't know that we need a local state of emergency. We could do it and have it just in case. There's nothing other than, individuals not paying attention to the next one.
Well, if you call too many of these, like you say, folks get complacent and they say, well, you're fooling us. Next time you call, I won't pay any attention to you.
Now, we did give a statement to the newspaper today. It'll be in there tomorrow that we were monitoring the storm, asking people to watch the storm, be ready to move campers. And I don't know if all that will make it into the paper, actually, but, you know, to be prepared to seek higher ground if you're on the coast and to watch the coastal, watch the weather, and be prepared to move if necessary. So we were still in a monitoring phase tomorrow in the newspaper.
All right, thanks, Steve. Board, any comments?
Commissioner Page, is this a formality, and it would stop us from coming back to another meeting?
I have no problem.
If we declared this a state of emergency, and just in a standby fashion, do you understand what I'm saying?
I do, absolutely. Yeah.
I think that's probably
and then would Steve need to call us up for Mr. Cole.
Right.
So all
of you have?
Yes, sir.
And this is Thursday, so we wouldn't have much of an opportunity. In fact, fast as this thing moves.
But it's coming fairly quickly.
I agree with Commissioner Ross, so to speak, because it doesn't cost me the paper. All right, any other comments, Commissioner? This is the same state of emergency declaration that we always pass.
Yes, sir, and this one outlines it for a tropical storm, possibility of coastal surge, and that's our chief concern at all.
Motion to adopt the local state of emergency.
Motion by Commissioner Russell to adopt the local state of emergency declaration.
I'll second it.
Second by Commissioner Moody. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed say no. Motion carries and the declaration is passed.
Thanks.
Next meeting.
Thank you.
Now you're going to continue to send us some email as these updates.
I will, yes. We're still meeting with the state still has their conference calls. Naturally, there's a possibility of West Florida.
Yeah.
You know, giving something.
Yeah, I don't know. That thing is to do all kinds of things.
Well, it is. Yeah. And, we'll continue to send the briefings. We have the best weather briefings are the 9:30 tomorrow morning and the 2:30. And that's from our local weather service, and I'll forward those to you.
Okay, appreciate it. All right, item two on the agenda of the board to discuss policies and procedures, and I'll ask Mr. Leckie. If you can look.
I don't have that agenda. You should have two agendas, one for the workshop and one for the emergency meeting.
You know, one here, I'll pass mine then. We've got two of this. Don't share
that. All right. Your former administrator, Jack Brown, was a good policy writer.
Yes, from Lord. Again, you got that.
He gave us a number of policies. We got a number of policies that. I know the line to work home years ago, Jack Brown. Jack put in sunset dates in his policies.
Thank you, sir.
When I came on board, Ms. Trinkle must have not, obviously did not update them like he probably should have been on top of. So I have a number of policies that have gone past the sunset date. What I'm asking you tonight is that stack of policies, I think we got 20-something, 24, whatever.
At least.
Let's have it declared that there'll be a sunset date moved up to October 1st, 2018.
Extend
them a year to that date. That'll give us a whole year to go through them and update them again. We'll be bringing them back to you different times during the next year.
Have we had any problems with our audits or anything?
Not that I'm aware of.
Have we had any problems with any other way that's going to create a problem with these?
No, not that I'm aware.
Not that you're aware.
Not that I'm aware. We have been following these policies on and on. Thinking
there's
we can
a lot
just
of
continue.
Other things you can do besides that. And as far as I'm concerned, I'd offer a motion that we just adopt those policies because we've been adhering and trying to live by them.
Well, they are in place now. We are still adhering and living by them.
And most of us know what they are. So.
Okay.
I'd like
the idea of extending it because there might be some language in the policy that you need to tweak. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't expect you to go with probably two of those back before we wanted, you know.
Yeah. Conrad recommended extending the days, didn't
you? Well, now the reason why I said that is you've got two commissioners running this year and they don't have time to study those and go over them. And we're happy with the policy. And I'm not saying that you need to do that, but I just feel like it. If we let it alone during the election year, we'd be better off. I'm sorry. Maybe if we extended it to March the 1st, 2019.
Every time we extend it on the
orders.
No,
is that okay?
That's okay. All right. If you'll make that motion,
that's my motion. Okay.
Motion is we extend these policies until March 1st, 2019. That'll be after an election cycle.
Okay.
And
I'll second that.
That actually helps us give us a little more time. We have a second by Commissioner Moody. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed say no. Motion carries. The policies have been extended.
Thank you.
Now, we're through with this short special meeting. So I'll ask for a motion to adjourn.
I move.
Motion by Mr. Dempsey to adjourn. And the time, Mr. Clerk, is 6:10 p.m. And the second is by Commissioner Moody. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We are adjourned. And I'll call the workshop meeting for this other agenda fact. And it says that we'll have another prayer and pledge. I think I'll use the prerogative of the chair and dispense with the second prayer and pledge. And we'll go straight to number one. The board, no, we don't take action here on out. This is a workshop. Board to discuss updated master project list. Ted, I call on you.
All right. We want to give you an update of all our projects that we're working on. So we prepared a spreadsheet to that effect. And like, just take some time this evening to go through it. If you got any questions, we can tell you where we're at with different projects. We'll start first, the steam hatching boat ramp restrooms. You remember that from our last meeting. The bid was rejected, the re-advertisement. And then Ms. Cox is to request an extension of that grant deadline.
Okay.
Steen Hatchie Road Offsite Compactor should have been completed today. Richard went down there and wired it up, what I understand. Have you followed up to
it? I have not.
But it should have been completed today.
It'll be working tomorrow.
So we're good to get that one finished. Hampton Springs Park. It's a liability issue, that pool out there. So Kenneth has come up with the plans to fill that pool up with rocks and sand, whatever is required. And we have not started that project, but that will be.
The spring will be there in that pool, if I recall. And I hope the rocks will be large enough that water can still.
Right. It's still. It's not supposed to impede the flow. But they're big enough that people can't just take them out of the pool and fill them back up.
Yeah, you want to get one big enough that folks could cut them off.
And actually, I think they're going to put a layer of concrete on the top.
When it goes into the water.
Well, it's going to have like a lip in it or a channel.
Be a channel.
I really, it's not my district, but
go ahead.
I really think that we should put it, if you're going to build something, put a pipe in so the water can come up.
That water come up through.
Through the middle and flow down at the top.
Make a little put a screen or something over it.
Yeah, put a screen over it. And you can do that with 18-inch pipe.
Yeah.
And the metal right on the top.
Yeah.
And be done with it. Slope it toward the river and make it right on down.
That's right.
Go.
Yeah.
That'd be a nice little addition to the park. Have that pipe with that spring water pouring out.
That would be. That would be good.
You'd have a stainless. Put stainless over it? Is that what we'll do?
Yeah, put something over somebody can't get down in.
Well, look, if it's 18-inch pipe, you want something at the top, keep young and fall in the well.
Well, we'd actually put rods across and then just put the pipe on top of the wire on top of it.
Wire on top of that.
So you'd have a double thing to get down through.
Okay.
It's been a real hazard. People could have fell in there and hurt, and people busted glass all over the place there. It's a mess.
Oh, yeah.
It's a shame. But
they want to know if they could have permission at their own expense to renovate it and make a pool for their young to swim in. And that fell on deaf ears.
So, our liability coverage is one of the things they've identified that we've got to
do. Twice a year they do that, anyway. Whether you tell them to or not.
Yeah, they're going to do it.
They clean it out, they get it filled up with water.
And then swim and play and have a big time?
They do it for about 2 months later, it gets nasty. They drain it, they clean it out, they do it again.
Well, let's solve that problem, maybe.
I hope so. On our project.
We're going down with it.
Yes, sir. Keaton Beach Fire Station roof replacement, some roof work that needs to be done.
Where are you getting the money from?
We don't know. This is just a concept now.
Okay, go
ahead. Fire station renovation. This is also a concept. He'd like to do some insulation work, windows, that type of.
At the Beach Fire Department?
No, this is at the main station, the old hangar.
The old hangar?
Yeah, once again, this is a concept. As far as Capitol Hall steps, there's two steps that need to be placed on the bleachers. It's a very small project. Forest Capitol Hall roof repair, there are screws up on the roof that when we get time, they're going to send a maintenance person up there and re-screw in.
I would suggest rather than re-screw them in that you take a half inch longer screw.
No.
Now you can ask these two that's worked construction all their life and take that screw out and put the other screw in. Mm-hmm. there's two reasons for that. One reason, it's got a new head on it. We're sealing it.
Yeah, they got a new tie screw up that time.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, and it'll pull it down tight. We'll do whatever y'all want to do, but I did my beach house like 2 years ago, and I feel like I need to do it again.
Okay. Well, I had one of my rentals done. I had the man come here and take out every screw. Yep. Put in those newer screws. Yep. They're not supposed to pull back out.
That's right.
I don't know if it works because I've had a leak since then.
But
all right. Is that a metal roof? Or is that a roof? You didn't have it. It's got to be. Put screws.
I'm not sure.
Even metal roof.
Metal roof?
I think so. All right, another small project, moving to animal control storage, simply a lean-to that won't take a lot to do that one. Solid waste recycling office. There's a little bit of roof repair, then they would like to construct something at office to be able to store security tools. The Hodges Park sand fence repair will have to come after the pier is done because they're going to use some old materials off the pier to build this fence. And then the Hodges Park pier reconstruction. Do you have any information on that one? Waiting for FEMA?
We're waiting for FEMA to obligate the funds. And we're in contact with someone from FEMA, but we really feel like we don't need to start construction until we know FEMA is going to obligate the funds,
now,
because that's a big project.
Award a bid on that?
Uh-huh. And it's about $800,000. I believe so, yes.
So he's going to hold his price firm, we hope?
Oh, yeah. And we're hoping we can get an answer quickly because they're still working on the bird racks. So we have a few weeks, from what I understand. But we're kind of scrambling, trying to get an answer from FEMA on that.
All right. Steinhatchee River Bridge Lighting Project. Private donation, Shine contract received will be on your October 17th agenda for approval.
Shine is the name of the contract.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is everybody aware where the money's coming from?
Frank Jack.
Frank Jack. And they gave the money to the projects board. And the projects board has drug their feet and just got the money until this is almost out. And I've called him a dozen times. Finally, I called his father, the late sheriff of Dixon County. He says, I'll get a hold of him about 2 weeks ago. And he did. And it seems that they must have sent the money.
Who's in charge of the project board then?
Who he asked?
Dooley?
I'm sorry, I should have said that.
Okay. I knew that somebody told me Jim Hunt to step down.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that in front of news. I didn't want to put that in.
Well, you know, it's street talk. I don't know. News media, you don't know if anything you shouldn't. Should.
He's already gone.
Or he's gone. He's
gone.
He's gone. He's going to listen to the tape.
Good.
You're actually the sheriff from Dixon County now.
His son, I think.
My son.
His son's head of price for it. He's also really. Dewey Hatcher is, yes, he is the sheriff from Dixon County.
All right. The Key Beach Coastal Park, Melanie's telling us that is 85% complete. I think there's still some more playground type equipment that needs to be installed there.
Do we have the money for that, or do we have the equipment?
Now, I think that's part of the grant. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know about the equipment.
That's the picture that she showed us of the playground equipment.
Yes.
That in our last meeting?
Yes.
The Steinhatchee Boat Ramp Docking Project is awaiting for the FBIP grant. The CPI grant has been awarded.
Do you know what that is, everybody?
The Coastal Partner Initiative.
Coastal Partner Initiative, the FBIP's Florida
Boating Improvement Program.
But do you know what this docking project is?
It was a considerable expenditure.
During the storm.
Explain to me, because when we bought that property, it had some docks there.
During the storm, all of the docks came out there out of this kind of roof. And they came up on here. And so these are to put back the type dock that we need for commercial use.
So they have a better quality dock.
That's right. That's what this is.
Yeah, okay. So what are we going to do with the old docks?
It's left up to the board. Yeah. They're laying here now, just ruining it.
out there in the parking lot area?
No, sir. When you drive into the county road department,
yeah.
Instead of going straight back where you get sandbagged, you veer over.
Oh, we got them out here in county road.
They had to get them to see action because they were stealing them.
Well, we got some of them left, but we ordered.
You got 20 or 25 left.
Those things are not cheap. Can't we might need to touch them themselves, but we don't need them anywhere else.
I paid for a walk and one of those women, nearly $5,000.
Yeah. That, I can believe that very easy.
And I got it at what I thought was a deal. But I got three or four prices from 6,000 down there.
It's, my point is they're too valuable to just let them walk off.
All right, we're
on the second page.
Second page, yes, sir. The Steenhatchee Park FERDAP grant is 50% complete. I think there's walking trails with that. Remember what she said the staff need, walking trails? Or?
I think there's some, maybe some playground equipment. And
I think it was, excuse me, I didn't mean it.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead, Frank.
Only because I try to keep up with this. I think the Steenhatchee one is playground equipment. And the Keaton Beach one's got walking trails involved.
Okay. Right. Maybe some exercise equipment.
Now, the Steenhatchee Park, Frank, is it near the community center?
Yes, sir.
Right. The park there, and I know we're talking about this.
Right.
Come in, brother. We have a little workshop.
It's coming to dinner home. A little running late, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I knew that.
We lost a good one.
Lost a good man. Talking about Mr. Ernest Howard, passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. His visitation was tonight, 96.
Wow.
Harrison Blue.
Harrison Blue, this one's yours. The bids came in rather high. Talking to Kenneth, there's things we can do. And I'd like to, Ms. Page, me and you and Kenneth have a sit down and see where we're going to go with this.
Right, and that on hold is with my blessing. I think that bid was over $300,000.
Oh, $240,000.
Two something.
Yeah, $200,000.
Yeah, and that didn't include the compactor, which is already in the slab. And I just thought that maybe we might can do some value engineering and see, get with Kenneth and see if we can make that a little bit less. But let you and I and Kenneth, it's all right with the board, get together and get back on track. We'll right. see if we can pare it down to cost some.
If I might make a suggestion.
Go ahead, Frank.
Mr. Whitehead, who works with County Road Department,
mm-hmm.
was a finished grader operator for the State Road Department, and he came to work with us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that a lot of that's sand work and pavement, stuff yeah. like that. If we did him, if he did the finished work, we compact it and put milling on it. We can cut that price in half.
Yeah. We can try that. I'm open to that option.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we got the bill. We know we got the bill, rebuild, that little house out there,
yeah.
which is a pretty simple little block
yeah,
building.
We might can do that in-house.
And we might can do that with some inmate labor. Mm-hmm. But it's got to be elevated up because that rains, water pours in the house.
Right.
And you can't have an attendant out here standing in 6 inches of water and plugging in the toaster or whatever.
That's what. That's why we need somebody like Tommy Whitehead
yeah.
to go out there.
Getting great.
Yeah, you know, needs to be shaped. The problem needs to be
shaped. Proper slope and drainage.
And I don't know that house. How are you going to turn that house when they drive in it? So he can see the cars coming in, or
I've got the drawing out there in my truck. I can't remember, but it's going to be moved from since we got to rebuild it. It's going to be moved somewhere else.
Going to be moved closer to the gate, or closer to the gate,
or somehow it's in a. It's recommended we put it in a better location.
Yeah. If you move it across, we'll tear the old one down, move it across that little drive in, and the operators tell me they have better sight.
Better sight.
Oh, everything going.
Oh, everything. They can see the roll off. But, canisters as well as the compactor.
Right.
All right, I'll get with you after the storm passes and we'll get that one moving.
Sure.
Steenhatchee Boat Ramp.
Steenhatchee Boat Ramp Mobile Home Renovation. This was discussed at our meeting this morning. It really can't be renovated. Our feeling is to be a public type access building. Now, if you want to try to look at having the marine agent out there and you have some offices like that. I don't know, because if we look at public access, you know, we're going to build ramps or elevator or whatever. So, you know, this is an open discussion item.
Right, what you need to do that
mobile home. I don't think there's that much wrong with a mobile home. I've seen it before.
It would be renovated at a reasonable cost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you about it, I think that it should be utilized in the form of an individual who would help us watch what we've got there. Yeah.
Let somebody live in that neighborhood free.
That would be the only way I'd want to do it.
Yeah.
Turn it over to the public, it wouldn't be really an idea.
We
found that out with the community center.
Right.
You know. It be a free, you know.
I think we need somebody in Hampton Street.
I think we need somebody.
I hate to say that, I mean, because it's not mine.
What I'm saying, we don't need to let the general public use. We need somebody living there to help watch the whole situation there.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And you know what they do? I checked into this when we talked about this months ago, and I probably shouldn't have done this. But they actually put an ad in Campus World, and they say, we have a spot for you for 6 months, 3 months, 4 months. And those people up north come down and they stay there for 3 or 4 months. They keep it clean. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. And then they go on, somebody else comes in. Mm-hmm.
The liability aspect, the only thing we have to really watch on something like that, letting somebody stay there, you know, we really need them to sign a waiver,
some sort of waiver. Mm-hmm.
And keep us out of red on the thing.
Well, I have no opposition to spending a nominal amount of money getting the house in that you put rent in order. For less than what it is in it.
This is a thought off the top of my head. I don't know if it would be possible to maybe allow a sheriff deputy to live there, and it'd be like a security officer kind of situation.
Yeah,
they'd always have a marked car.
That would be good.
And we might could hold that person to higher standards on our property.
Yeah.
While we're on that, we really need to fix the place that also were above rent for somebody to put a camper and let them stay there free.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And eliminate a lot of problems down there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we need it at Hampton Springs. You'll probably need an RV hookup in a concrete pad.
Right.
But you got electricity at both places.
I'm sure that both of those places, we could probably, if we advertise, we'd find somebody who wants to put a camper down or stay down there.
I'll tell you what, you buy the stuff and I'll wire it. Free. Put it up in the wire free. And ask Danny Grimer if I'm qualified. You'll take it.
All right, you got that on your walk, on your things to do.
That's it, Hampton Springs.
But I'm hearing that, Steve Hatchie, that you do not want to use a public building. It's more like a host type situation.
Right.
And somebody
or else for somebody to provide some security to live in.
Right. Okay.
And then we want you to look at. Is what I'm hearing is get the RV set up at Mandalay and at Hampton Springs.
Okay. And they tear that Manhattan Springs up faster you redo it.
I rode out there that Sunday afternoon. There was a crew coming out of there, and I thought, oh my, this is a cloud deal. We're there near, no wonder it's going up. Mm-hmm. Rough looking crap. Not you can go by appearance.
Well, I mean, if you had somebody living there, they wouldn't have to say nothing. People just ain't going to do something if somebody got the lights on. Somebody living there, they just gonna, you know, they're gonna do a lot better, you know.
You know that's true.
Thank you.
If you just left a place with the lights on, it makes a difference.
It does.
I think at some of the Suwannee River water management sites, especially, or the river, the water management sites where you can ride your horses, it's been that way for years where they have campers come in and they're the site hosts. And they just check Coggins and make sure people behave, and it makes a huge difference. But
they let more than one stay at a time, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, they let two or three stay.
I know the Ocala National Forest Park has people site hosts, so, and we've checked into that. I mean, we could see if we could find language or whatever.
Park service in some of these parks, mm-hmm. where they have cottages, you know, like 6 or 8 cottages that you can rent. That they invite somebody to come in and be a host, mm-hmm. and they give them a cottage to live in for a month. And what you do is you clean the other cottages.
Yeah. Right.
And then when you get tired of them, then they let somebody else come in, and you earn your rent in the state park cottage by being the cleaning person for the other cottage.
Right.
I might let somebody have a spare bedroom in mind if they keep the house clean.
All right. The Sandy Grove Community Center is with the bid committee for reviewing that. The supervisor of elections.
Wait, before you go to leave that.
Sure.
I must tell you that I am not in favor of spending $300,000. When in fact we had someone offer us it. And I'm not against Ms. Beagle. You understand what I'm saying? I don't want anybody to tell her that. But I just think that's absolutely too much taxpayer dollars for 150 people.
Well, let's wait until the bid committee comes back with their recommendation. And there might be some way, Commissioner, that they could do some value engineering. But
that's my hometown. I've got a sister that's all for it, but folks, you poll the folks in Precinct 6, which that's what that is, 75% of them would want it in that park. There's not room for it in that park. And I don't think we're complying with all the setbacks and supposed to buy an off-street parking for a commercial building. Ain't that way?
I know.
Y'all been told that. I'm not going to, no, don't you, husband, already called. I didn't say that, but that's all.
That's off the record, off the cut.
Off the record.
Off the cut.
All right. Well,
okay, that's, once again, that's with the bid review.
Let's let the bid committee come back, and let's wait until Commissioner Beagle comes back.
Be sure and make sure that they read the setbacks, because there's no way to put that building in there and read the setbacks.
And that would be, would be on the next agenda or the agenda after that?
I can't remember.
Okay. It should be on the next agenda.
Probably on your next agenda.
Supervisor elections.
No, we're going to get the supervisor elections. That's the community center. I'm sorry. Supervisor elections building is under construction now. They're moving along, making good progress.
What about change orders?
We do have change orders. I'm about to cover that.
We have change orders to bring before the board because we spent all the money I'm going to spend on
that. Okay. We can talk about change orders right now if you want.
I don't make any difference for me to talk about anything. It's not an official meeting.
I understand.
If you want to put it on an official meeting, I'm not willing to pay for nothing extra. We done spent $200,000 plus, and that's enough. So as far as I'm concerned, I mean, we got to serve the whole county. And I'm not going to put $300,000 in a building when we could have built a community center like in Chater for $300,000. And had a nice building, complete building.
I have to see what the change orders are.
Yeah, well, we can make a lot of change orders right now. I mean, if you don't know any, we can discuss it.
Let's just put it on a regular agenda where we can take action.
Okay.
But I think I will agree with Commissioner Russell. Whatever change order, bring it up to us and let us see if we if we think they're reasonable.
There are change orders, and the parking lot is also outside.
Well, we knew that when we entered into this arrangement, and we'll have to deal with that when we get to the inside picture.
Okay.
Since you don't have any log trucks running across them, that's what I hear more than anything else. I tell you again, the milling in Mr. Moody's district has done wonderful. And it would do the same thing for our parking lot.
We try, if it doesn't work. We've actually milled some roads in the past, right? Where the folks wanted to mill it in, and then in 4 or 5 years it gets bad, they ask us to come dig it up and put lime rock back.
Huh.
So, and I've got one milling road, visitor church road, and it's like a washboard.
But did they put it down with a barbering machine?
No. I don't know how they put it down, but we've got enough milling in there from the visitor church road to milling, there must be at least that thick.
Yeah.
It's still going. So it, sometimes it's good, and sometimes it doesn't work out good. Now, you got a lot of traffic going in the supervisor of elections office. And if you stripe it,
did you ever survey?
Will it take striping?
Has it been surveyed yet, Ted?
Survey?
Supervisor of elections office been surveyed.
We didn't do a survey.
Yeah. You did, didn't
no,
we?
No, we did not.
You're going to be embarrassed when you do, but do it.
I know we don't have.
We don't have much road frontage. Yeah, we know that.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, anyway. Yeah. I really think in a public building, there's a lot of traffic. It needs to be asphalt rather than building.
That's but fine with me. I don't care. I am not going to vote for other change orders.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we're talking about
We're going down to the Public Works.
Public Works office building.
Office building. You might remember you budgeted $100,000 for a new metal type building out there for them. I'm sure you're all aware they had to abandon part of their old building because of old issues. So you have 100,000 bucks.
Mow. Abate the boat. There's nobody to get rid of it.
I think what they want to do, though, is rip all that out and extend the shop. So this,
it'd be in addition to the shop.
The old office would be in addition to the shop.
That old office is old and in bad shape.
It is in bad shape. I've been out there.
It's pretty bad shape. They need another building, really.
Yeah. This will be the most cost-effective metal type building that can come up to suit their needs.
How much does the building cost?
You have a budgeted $100,000. But
how much do you think the building costs?
I'm not even sure.
Can our inmates do it? Put the building up?
I don't know.
I don't know if they got that expertise.
But you got engineers and doctors in prison.
Probably have.
Mm-hmm. I think if you ask them, they'd have people to do it. Okay.
All right. And the bird rack replacements are being worked on. They're 90% complete, just about finished. The fire training tower is just about finished. Has some fence work and there was something else. airport property tree removal. Melody's going to be working on that. She has to April 2018. The airport solar farm land acquisition is waiting for FAA approval.
And that's the 20 acres from TCDA?
Yeah. The FAA has to agree to take as part of the airport.
We had a serious contact who has expressed any interest in solar out there?
No.
That's
not yet.
Not yet.
Railroad crossing maintenance. I've asked Hank to get a list of railroad crossings. The railroad company actually contacted me and wanted us to send that to them, so that was good. So
this year you include the crossing at the end of T.W. Wilson Road. T.W. Wilson. Okay. Our road ends at the railroad right-of-way. And that's the roughest crossing.
Okay.
And I've had numerous calls from the four families, I think four houses, across the railroad track. And we've contacted the railroad. And we sent letters, and they said they don't have any money. And
they got that $8.6 million or whatever it is.
This will be an opportunity while we got that money to get that crossing repaired. It is bad.
They did an RFP for a consultant. What's the status of that?
The status of that was on a mandated hold. And I haven't followed up in a while. A mandated hold that was put in effect during the Carter administration. And Jimmy Carter was the one out.
But we didn't get the grant.
No, we got the grant. We got the grant. It's just on a hold. But do we have the grant? They wanted to give them a list of these crossings. They might try to get permission of using their front money to go ahead and start some of this work. So
the people in their lobbyists in Washington asked me about those crossings, and I've talked to them two or three times. But they put a signal that shall lie the chain driver. That he's committed that and Franklin done also. But if I can help anybody, let me know.
Yeah, appreciate it. All right.
So you got T.W. Wilson Crossing on the list?
Yes.
On the list, sure. Now we've got some scot and scrap. Roads have been approved. Contractors' roads on scot. The notes on that we have partially completed awaiting FDOT programming. Some roads under design. Ken is working on East Ellison Road, scrap or scot. North Ellison Road, a scrap program. Foley Cutoff Road, a scrap program. Flip it over to the next page. Carlton Cemetery Road, and we gave this to a Moody update on that yesterday, and where we are with that. Hopefully it'll be construction soon. We keep hoping that. San Pedro Road is a scot. Final design with right-of-way encroachment request. Hingston Tanner Road is under design. And that's Pinecrest Road, a scrap road also awaiting design. Allison Frith, if I'm pronouncing that right, road awaiting design. And those are your roads that we have. There's also some.
What's happening on Allison Frith?
I'll have you back.
It's not paved.
It's a dirt road.
It's a dirt road.
Yeah.
And Commissioner Fingal wanted this to be made into a group and got it on the list.
Okay.
That's along with the Hinks and Tanner came about the same time and sold the package deal.
Hinks and Tanner, did she just put that on this 3 months ago?
No, it's been on there for about a year or two.
No, she forgot it and then put it on there and she came to the board one day.
Well, I remember Velma Hinks and some of those folks from out that way came to a board meeting about 2 years ago when we put it on then.
The Ellison Frith Road.
That's going to Joe Maddie's
place. That turns off of San Pedro.
I know where it's at.
You know where it's at.
I know exactly where it's at.
It's about half a mile.
It's less than half a mile.
All that. But I think, and I'm not defending the commissioner because she can speak for herself when she gets here, but I think the thought was, well, you got pavement people out here doing San Pedro Road and North Ellison Road and all that, it would be a cost savings to the county to pave these little short roads while they're out there. Now, I don't know if we ever secured funding for either one of these roads. I was assuming that
these are in the budget.
Had that much money in her rotation account.
These, if I believe these roads are in the budget, that's why I pulled them out and put them on there.
Money was found.
Right.
Road paid in the money.
That's why I put them on the active project list.
How do you go about finding money in the budget for road paving projects when I have asked and asked and asked and asked? And every time I ask, there's no money, there's no money, there's no money. I'm tired of that.
Well, don't point a finger at me.
You're the one that I asked.
You can ask. But that money was, I think these road projects were approved before I came on board.
They were. Frank, let me respond to your question there. One of the ways that we've done roads like the two we're talking about here is we've used the gas tax money, which, as you know, we put a big portion of the gas tax money now into funding our road department. That way we can keep millage low. So that leaves less money for road paving. And that money that's used for road paving is half of it's put in the common account, which is a little bigger. And then each of the commissioners has their little district account funds.
That's your secondary road paving.
Secondary road paving money. And what you can do is use your money first. And then ask the other commissioners, let me tap into this common account. And it's not unencumbered, Ted. The clerk can tell you how much is in there. And then you can pool your money with the common account money if the board were to agree to it. And you can get a bigger project done.
You know what's disgusting is this. Last year, we had Permian.
Yeah.
5 foot of water on top of half a school officer. Then we had water again.
Yeah.
Water on Schoolhouse Grade. We have spent probably $50,000 to $100,000 patching. And when I mention that road, 2020. But I've never heard of Ellison Frith Road being on a design. This is the first time I've heard of this.
It's been on this.
Which
I
road
put it on, Frank? Thought it was business now, there's a lot of people good coming and board did agree to put it on with Ellison. One is the Ellison Road, too. Yeah.
It's good we're giving you this update, too.
Yeah, we're good.
Just out of curiosity, which one's more important? Just name one that's more important than the Schoolhouse Road. I'm going to name the one that you go up. East Ellison Road, is that more important than the Schoolhouse Road? North Ellison Road, fully cut off road, that's one of mine. That's not more important than that. Across the Cemetery Road, yes, that's just as important because everybody goes out now. San Pedro Road, Hinks and Tanner Road, Pine Crest Road, Elsa Frith Road, Sports Complex. The one roads that I named off of there, there's not the one road on the entire batch of roads that's anywhere near as important as Schoolhouse Creek. And Schoolhouse Creek, they didn't even mention them here.
Well, it's because of the timing. Commissioner Russell, I only put active projects on this list. We also have the FDOT 5-year work plan that has the other roads that are
It is on five-year work plan.
It is. It is. And I'll pass those out. It's not, I didn't put everything on this project list because it was just overwhelming.
Before you were here, and we had the storm, I asked for that road to be considered to be resurfaced at that time. That's been a long time ago. That's been over a year. And nothing has come.
Well, it's on the DOT list. Somebody submitted it to put it on this list. So.
Well, the DOT list.
Which would be a Scotland scrap.
Ellison Frith.
No, these are Scotland scrap.
So the Scotland scrap are not on the FDOT list.
Not on this list because this is funding cycle 2017 to 2022.
Right. So what you're getting on this list is a current.
Right. So it's current and future.
Let me ask you say George Green is coming back over here sometime between now and the end of the year?
November 21st. Not Jordan, but...
He changed jobs.
Yeah, that's your question.
Yeah, I can't think of his name.
Is there any possibility, trying to help out my fellow commissioner, any possibility that Kenneth could work his magic, because he has a good relationship with those folks over there, and he's got a lot of extra money, that we could ask him to consider giving us extra money to fund the schoolhouse road? I mean, all that he always
asks.
Well, now, I think Kenneth told me that if you pull a project out that's already programmed, you lose that funding. You can't change the timing.
I don't think you understood what he said.
I was going to not pull anything out. I was going to ask them if they could
move it up. I mean, you can always ask.
You can always ask. Or if they've got extra money, then fund it in 2018, and then they can pull it out in 2020 because we won't need it.
That's fine.
Right. Well, that was the answer I got because I asked Kenneth
if it could be moved up. If you take it off the list, you lose it. You go down to the bottom of the heap again.
Right.
I don't believe that's right. It wasn't right before when I was here.
Yes, sir.
I know what you're saying is true because I heard them say it.
Yes, sir.
But I don't think that's right at all. I don't think it's right even if they said it and that's the way it's got to be. I don't think it's right. That's what I'm trying to say.
I understand.
Because I'm going to tell you now, if you're in the water drowning, somebody needs to help you.
Right.
But if you're standing on the hill, anybody needs to hold your hand, you can still breathe. You understand what I'm saying? And these people need to realize that very thing. What would happen if a bridge fell out on Keaton Beach Road? Those bridges were built in 1942. Did you know that?
Yeah, there's one or two of them.
1942. 75 years ago, they started and built those bridges. What would happen if one bridge went falling in? What would we do?
We'd have to go DOT and ask for some
money. That's right. I mean, and they...
Right, what you need to do, we tried to get the state to take the Beach Road and the Tim-Christine-Hatcher Road. They negotiated, but we'll repay the Tim-Christine-Hatcher Road and keep it, but y'all take the county road. The county gave in and assumed the Beach Road. The Beach Road ought to be a state highway. To me, take some real work to make that happen. But we had a thing, Alfred John on the county commission, and Pat Thomas, Dempsey Barron, with our family, we got to take state road to tell them, saying that's a state highway. It all ought to be that loose.
Has any engineering work been done on the road that Commissioner Russell, Stu Last Great Road?
Not that I'm aware of.
You said it was about 5 feet of water.
It was under 5 feet of water.
What can we do? If you build a new road and it's under water, why isn't that destroyed? Like you need to replace it or reroute it or something.
Now you can build it up.
That can come up. That can come up 5 feet. There just ain't no way. We just have to design a road that would take a little water.
We're trying to make it wider.
And make it wider.
And more adaptable to the fact that what's happened now is the rock's been there 30 years. Mm-hmm. And so when it gets wet, it just goes down.
Yeah.
They've got five loads of milling or hot asphalt up down through there. You've been down through there? know you have. You've seen it.
Yeah. Yeah, with all the repairs we've done.
And I'm taking it to the county next year.
It's in.
He's going to ride in the back seat, and I'm going to ride in the front.
All right.
Let's move on. Okay. Sports complex. There's still some. A little bit of work on the adult fitness equipment and playground equipment that needs to be done out there to close out a FERDAP grant Melody's got. Transportation.
What do we need to do to close it out?
I think there's some fitness type signage going in, like walking trails. Mm-hmm.
And some playground equipment.
I think she even has the signage. So mm-hmm. It's just finding time to get those signs mounted.
Inmates going to try to finish that up and help us?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Melody stays on top of this stuff. She'll get it complete before the grant runs out.
She got 50% complete. It sounds like just her talking is probably more. It's less.
I don't think it's a huge project.
I don't think it's a huge project either. Transportation Enhancement FDOT, which is a sidewalk project. Green/Arena to Green Clark. An FDOT to begin design work in 2018, scheduled for construction in 19.
That's on Green Street now.
That's the sidewalk from the corner
of. That's the street right out here.
From the corner of Arena and
sidewalk.
Green.
From the corner of where?
From the corner of Green and Arena Street to Green and Clark Street. So it's like going to the school.
Oh,
it's
sidewalk. Sidewalk. Yeah, towards the primary.
Toward the yeah. school.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Then airfield lighting is under design. That's probably an FA. It's probably a DOT financed project. Coastal Canal no wake signage.
Excuse me, just before we get away from this, I've kind of got a one-track mind on that. We're going to do from Arena Street to the school.
FDOT, yes.
All right, now who's going to do from Arena Street back this way, which is in the city limits?
Already in sidewalk there.
Yeah.
Green the clock is already, I think.
Are you sure?
Not 100% sure, but I was thinking that it'd be a sidewalk from here all the way out to the school.
I thought there was no sidewalk in front of Dr. Parker's house.
I don't know, we can check.
Okay, that ain't Dr. Parker's house.
No, that's in the city. Where is the sidewalk? Which side of the road is it on there?
It's on the. That's coming by the school. Isn't that Clark Street coming by the school? Mm-hmm.
It goes to Clark Street now.
Yeah.
Now it's going to go from Clark all the way down to the elementary school, right?
Well, that's Oscar Howard Lane. There is. That goes by the end of, into the school.
It says here Arena.
It's from I think Arena Street.
Arena is the one where Jack Brown kept his horses.
Yeah.
That's Arena.
Right.
That's in the county.
So it's Arena
to
Clark.
That street is the dividing line.
All right. From Arena to where's Clark Street? The next one that goes by the administrative complex from the school board, that's Clark.
That's what I thought.
Clark.
So it's from Arena back this way.
Clark subdivision is that one that goes across there. Isn't that Clark Street across there?
No, I think Clark Street is the one that goes in front of the administrative complex.
Right, down to this.
Okay, the Perry Primary.
Perry Primary, probably, not the elementary.
Okay, so where are we going? Where are we going to put the sidewalk? I don't understand.
It's under design, so they'll figure that out.
I don't know yet.
Who's designed it?
It's an FDOT project.
It's nothing to do with us.
Well, it's in Taylor County.
We don't have to. No, it's not our money.
No, it's transportation enhancement. So it's this sidewalk project and then also Old Dixie Highway.
It's a project
sidewalk and possible lighting trail
down there at the beach. They
handle
that. They contracted all that.
So Old Dixie Highway is in this too.
No, that's the next year. That's on the 5-year plan. Yes.
It's on this list. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and you put a sidewalk from the Boys and Girls Club down to the community center. Add that. Is that good? Kids, there's nothing to have to let them up in Harlem. Have a sidewalk to walk down to.
From the Boys and Girls Club to where?
Down to the park. We need a sidewalk from Tegra, at least one.
Yeah.
If we can work DOT to get these.
We put it on this.
Yeah. Oh, he don't mean that. He's cutting through.
He is.
The Coastal Canal no wake signage, delayed due to Hurricane Irma.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And we threw on this at our staff meeting, weather stem cameras. Steve Spradley, we're going to approach TDC as a possible idea for that.
So weather stem.
We like those cameras, like beach cams that you see, you can log on. And, this
you can
one
see
would,
what the...
You see what the area is like, maybe at the boat ramp or the beach. It also records weather data and that kind of stuff. So.
Airfield lighting. You didn't go through that one.
I didn't.
No.
Airfield lighting under design is an FDOT project also, funded by them and the FAA. Okay. That.
So this is our immediate list of things we got to do in the next year or so.
Yeah. I want to get over a couple, three other things. The POP 1 money. Would also be a project when we get it, canal dredging, what we're going to shoot for.
700
There's 900 or something in the bank now, but 4.2 million total. And that's what you're bringing this consultant on board to try to go after. He's
that's
got about
POP 1.
POP 1 monies, yes.
And the other POP is POP
3 with the Gulf Consortium.
And that's 12 million.
That's 12.2 million.
That's coming to the county?
That's coming to the county also, but we don't have much control over how that gets divvied up. 12.2 million.
Mr.
Flint.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's okay.
Mr. Leakey called a meeting for no other reason than just because I was always sounding and said, what about the canal? What about the canal? And he called these people over here. I had no idea who they were. Still don't know who they are.
They were coming anyway, Frank. I just did back.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they were very, very intelligent. I mean, it seemed like you asked them a question, they had an answer immediately. And they didn't have to run over here and hunt it or run over here. They just come right out with it. And I was impressed. And Mr. Lakey suggested that we take the money. I think he said $26,000. Is that correct?
No, $25,000 bring the consultant on board. Is that what you're talking about?
We did that in our budget.
Yes, you did.
Had to take it out of some type of contingency. And I've always wanted skeptical of taking money away out of there because I'm afraid you need it somewhere else. But if it's going to get $9 million, that's a well spent 4.2 million. That's a well spent $25,000. And I voted for that, and I'm glad I did.
I think it's a good expenditure also.
Well, I talked to him also, and you've got to write a multi-year implementation plan, and then you've got to apply for this money. And as you're spending this money, 3% of it can go to admin cost. So we can recoup probably that $25,000 back, and even more so out of admin monies that
to replace our
right. So that's a possibility of getting
that paid out to some of our people.
Mm-hmm. So kind of an indirect way we get that $25,000 back.
So have they been notified that they're on the staff?
Not yet.
No.
When are you going to do that? Yesterday?
No, we've got to get a contract.
Right, we're working on it.
I'll call you every 15 minutes.
I'll do that. That'll just delay the project. POT 3, we've talked about POT 3 monies. POT 3 is your $12.2 million that's coming through the Gulf Consortium. The last meeting, they have pretty much decided how to divvy that out. The way they're going to divvy out, looks like we'll get $5 million in the first 4 or 5 years.
They changed the program. It was supposed to be spread out over 15 years, but they're going
to... That's 5 years.
Well, we'll get like $5 million the first year, and then we'll get some in the back.
Spread out. At least we're going to get some up front.
Yeah.
And that's good.
Now, that's where we identified a list of properties to consider for Gulf Access.
Right.
Correct.
And there were 13 other properties. Folks, we don't need 13 more at the price of those properties. Maybe we'd be lucky if we get one or two. I mean, that's my thinking.
We'll get a couple more boat ramps. A
couple more out
of it. We'll be in good shape.
So,
well, I saw the way they wrote the grant, and it doesn't name these properties. Okay. It just names access, and we're going to acquire properties and kind of generic. So, that
is a Four River Marina still on that list? Mm-hmm. Or what, you told me it was on there?
Keep me.
Yeah, it's on there. Yeah. It's on the list. Our Hutchins property is on the list.
Ain't no reason for Keith Beach to be on it because you can't get another boat out there. That's what I was talking
about. That's right.
Not another boat. Take it off.
Well,
the marina's on there. It could be used for something other than boat access. I don't know if that would qualify.
Well, it's on there, and we knew that it wasn't a definitive hardcore vote to do it.
Not and if we put in another boat ramp, it does not need to feed into that canal. It needs to be somewhere on the road.
Frank Warrior. Dollis Creek.
Or Dollis Creek.
They can promote an inconvenient off seller. They have a lot of
Well, we're talking about this. Mm-hmm. We need to get together with this board here. And I'm not trying to put a monkey on your back because you're having a run, Mr. Moody. But we need to have some restrictions and enforcements of what needs to go on in these different places. Tudor Island, Keaton Beach. I woke up the other morning and looked over there and there's a wrecker over there putting a trailer behind my place. A wrecker putting a trailer there. Naturally, I got mad, but I didn't run outside nude or nothing like that. I went over the door and looked, and when I got dressed and drove around, the guy says, it's a parking lot. Go look at it. It's a trailer. Now, we've got to do something about that.
I don't mean to shift gears, but I know you're pushing me. A couple of other things, if I could, while you're still here, Dead Man's Curve. I know we'd like to put that on a list to start design work for this, correct?
That's my thinking. If we all agree that the sketch that Kenneth
can design it and
design it, notifies me.
Okay.
And I think I heard this commissioner say it looked all right there. I'm not an engineer.
Right. And good. And one other thing is you might remember from the Space Needs Study, he mentioned a sheriff's building, the possible sheriff's building. At $1.1 million that would allow the sheriff to move out of the courthouse. I think it's a good concept. I think if we do that, maybe it's we could ask for state money. You almost got your canal dredging money.
I understand, but until we get the money, I don't want to obligate myself to the sheriff's building.
No, well, you wouldn't. Well, you wouldn't. It would just be a concept.
We go in front of the legislative delegation. Mm-hmm. We're going to ask for Mr. Russell's $1.5 million. Canal dredging, that's our number one priority. Mm-hmm. And we're going to ask for assistance on the Dead Man Curve project, mm-hmm. if they can do it.
Y'all want to do that?
Schoolhouse grade.
And let's put schoolhouse grading on there.
Okay.
Now there's one more.
I had to suggest the sheriff do it. That's why I bring it up.
Now we can fund this. You only can send in three, or your likelihood of getting more than three.
I think you can send in as many as you want. They sent us, Munford sent us a email with the forms to fill out. So be very conservative this year, whatever that means.
Well, I know the Florida and all the storm damage, it's probably a bad year to ask.
But you also can tee these things up throughout the year, so let them know that this is what we're wanting. You got to
prioritize. I fourth one would be the sheriff.
You got to prioritize them because he has to do that. He asked us to do that. So.
Frank, you want schoolhouse grade in front of canal?
No.
All right, canal's first, schoolhouse second, it would be my priority.
Schoolhouse.
And then the third one.
The canal is feeding 180, 90 people, 300 people.
Yeah.
All together.
And third one would be Dead Man's Curve?
Third one would be Dead Man's Curve, and let's put the fourth one in the sheriff's building.
Okay.
But now, you remember the 1 cent sales tax? Some of that money, 75% of it's going to be put into a fund that we handle, which is going to be used for capital needs. And I'm thinking it might not be next year. There'll be enough money there to fund the sheriff's building if we don't get money from the government.
We always ask that.
Yeah, we've got to always ask.
That means that on the 16th, Ed, you're going to have it over City Hall?
Yes. I got it on the calendar, but I don't remember the date.
Montford and...
All the boys said the 16th, and they think you're going to dedicate it to a Moody Bridge. Is anything been going on there?
No, we got to... I've talked to one, we got to get that. They're coming to dedicate the bridge.
The Moody Bridge is supposed to be on the hallway in Montford, want to go, but someone needs to be able to sign. I haven't heard anything. I've talked to it's up to the county.
That's the new bridge up in Chamber.
Yeah, the state's quit. They made the road north of Madison to Joe Peavy in the county. They think the state be up to sign, but the county handled it, but the Hawley and Montford can't. They just did one in Franklin County this week, a bridge. Anyway.
Still comes far as I know.
They want to do it after the delegation here or before.
Before.
Yeah.
Mr. Moody's got to go. Before you go, Mr. Moody, since you're the member that operates or works in the hospital ward, I've been in conversation with several of those people there, teeter-tottering, getting their jobs done, but they may need help, and they're going to ask for it. But it's my suggestion to this board that we ask the hospital and the hospital board to ask the city to share a part of that. You know, they get 25% of it. Do you understand what I'm saying? And we just give them that, and I think the city should pay part, and we should pay part.
I think so, too.
And the old hospital, did we deed that to the city? Because no. I don't.
Are we on it?
We're still on it.
Yeah. Let's deed it to the city and let them do the CBDG grant because of this. There's 45 employees that I talked to Madam Clerk. 45 employees that we'll be responsible for if we tear that building down. And I'd rather for the city to do it because the city is the one. I don't know how the rest of the board feels.
I got somebody who can buy that building.
Good, let's sell it.
They're making the paperwork up now, and they're going to present it to us. And we walked it through the other day, and they want to make the offer on it. So
we don't have to do
don't name a price. Don't name a price tonight, because I'm sure there's a process to go back with it.
Bring it on. That might be our opportunity.
They got their attorney working on the paperwork now.
And we got to get the contract on what it takes to for us to.
Since Jim's got to go, can we talk about the item here about county owned property on Hempstead Creek Road? Jim, you want to talk about that?
What happened yesterday morning? The phone rang about daylight, and I picked it up, and it was Mr. A-Man that worked for the city. I said, Jim, you need to come out here to the gate at the spray field. He said, they done moved these rocks again, and they robbing Kelly buried again. So I said, well, I'll be there in a few minutes, so I'm running out there. And I got there, and they had moved some big rocks. It took 4 or 5 men to roll them, but they rolled them out where they could drive in there to get the buried. They had picked the day before. They spend all day long picking the buried, and then they slip in there at night and get the buried and haul them out. But, one of them dropped his cell phone. So I took the cell phone and carried it to the sheriff's department. So they're researching the cell phone now to try to find out all the scoop on. That's going to be real interesting.
They're illegal immigrants.
No.
They're illegal people.
Yeah, we're still out of Samsung about $500 phone.
That's where I dropped my phone.
Yeah. But they're going through the phone now doing an investigation, so they might come up with something. But I talked to Four Rivers after that, and Four Rivers said that the state's attorney is not prosecuting the people they catch stealing the area. So
that's the true story.
And I know, and that's something fixing to be, I'm fixing to go and find out why.
That's like prosecuting people violating the net, and he's not going to do that, but totally.
They'll lock somebody up for having an illegal net or trying to catch a mullet. They're going to let an illegal alien that's got a conviction of drug smuggling and assault on their record, and they're going to let them go. So I reckon we in the sanctuary city here is the way it looks.
Johnny White, the young Johnny White.
Yeah. Right.
Didn't even go fishing. He went to tow a guy in, and he drove up there, and he had his old medal. Well, the pocket was too deep.
Right.
So it'd be 4 feet, it was 5. Yeah. And they arrested him and brought him up there and put him in jail. And kept him 3 or 4 weeks before they let him out.
The state's attorney won't prosecute him.
Didn't have the first fish.
Jeff told me he wouldn't. Said he wouldn't.
But anyway, I'm working on that end of it. Try to get something done. In that group.
Jim, I was killing time, just Betty's in the mountains, and I took a little ride down the road by the prison. How do you get to this property? Because I went in with a spray field and the sign says city, and there was a gate across.
The gate is a city.
That's a city.
Spray field gate.
And I saw the
property south of that.
It's just south of there where some rocks were?
Right, right.
And, but is there another way that if I want to rubberneck and go into this property?
No, the access is in there, you know, off the spray field. But,
so I have to go through the spray field and go in into it?
Right. And it's really not no decent road until you get down to the middle of the spray field and go back up in there.
Can't you get up and get to it from the south side or any other way?
That's That ain't all. They're using the Springfield Grays catalog.
Right.
We're not renting it, are we?
No, that's the city.
That's the city Springfield.
That's the city Springfield. We own the property south of it.
Well, the reason I got that to keep Dixie County from putting their sewage on it. What got it going? Then the district sold it to you. Now they're paying you the payment little taxes on it. I guess they're coming in October 10 to give you a chance.
Mr. Lakey is going to research what we can actually do with that property. See if we can lease it out. We need to sell the berries off. This second year to sell the berries off. Next year, we need to start to have a contractor lined up the 1st of September to pick our berries ahead of the seeds. And there's several $1,000 worth of berries there. We got a check from Foley. They did check from a man with berries on the property, and they sent them a check this week.
How much?
We don't know yet. It's not much.
How much?
We don't know yet. We ain't got it.
And the berries weren't bringing nothing in. 1st of September, now they done three times what they was. That's why people are still stealing. They actually stealing them everywhere. There's just as many illegal pickers as there is legal pickers.
There are no legal pickers because Four Rivers don't want them on their land.
Well, they're the ones that's got the pickers. They're the ones that they got busloads of them that picks for them.
Just like straw.
It's just like straw, and they hire a crew, and they were staying at the motel down on 19. You seen the school buses parked up there?
Three of
them. Yeah, that was a legal pickers.
Why does the county own that? I know why. Why is it important that the county keep that?
Why is it important to keep it?
Yeah.
Well,
we had a horse in that.
We got to cross that bridge tonight. It's not crossing,
but I believe it's part of a trail system, a conceptual, a state trail system.
It's not just local, it's state trail system. It's part of state trail system they're bringing through here right now.
Right.
Well, I don't know what you do with it, but I have been approached by a person who said he had a friend who was very much interested in putting a cattle operation there. We'd sell it.
You got to get
the same first
district permission. Now they're not going to be unreasonable.
We need to do something with it. We need to lease it out for cattle grazing or sell it or do something with it. But let it get on the tax roll, you know. But we'll
deal with that one under nothing.
We got to deal with that down the road.
Yeah, keep the can on down the road. I can tell you, I think you got anything else. Mr. Russell, you got any more thing else you want to talk about?
I've told you this, I've said this before, and Jim's the only one that said anything when I said this. I'm worried about our hospital.
I am too, and I've had conversations. In fact, I had conversations when I was out there as a patient. And my wife didn't think that was the appropriate time to be politicking the poor old county commissioner when he's laying in the bed flat on his back. But I terminated that conversation. But I worry about it too. Very, very worried about it. And sooner or later, I've been told they're going to get their plan together before they come. I said, that would help, I think. You got to come and tell us, and we got to see your business plan, what you need. Now, remember, I brought this to their attention. There's $300,000 in excess sales tax money that will be accumulated from October 1st through the first of the year that they can tap into for capital needs.
They are supposed to be assembling a list.
So I think they know about that.
Yes, they do.
All you do is buy a lease to them. You can't buy it for them.
It has to go through our bid process, just like the other money.
Yeah, you got to lease it, though. That original lease was to build a hospital. Anything since then, Frank knows, you'd buy the equipment and lease it to them.
But it'd be our equipment.
It's our
equipment. Yeah. 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 Right. Like all the equipment that's out there that's not under lease, it belongs to some company. It doesn't belong to the Board of County Commissioners.
Right.
Yeah.
Is this a good time to talk about just anything for a work session?
If Jim got to go.
I need to go to another meeting.
He needs to go to another meeting.
Go ahead. All I want to talk about accountability of tools at the county road department.
Let's hear that one and then we'll terminate.
I ain't got good to meet. I'll stay listening to this.
I've been looking at those bills. I've been looking at them since last year. Every time I turn around, I see where they buy two, buy two, buy two, buy two. And when I every job I ever owned or every job I ever had, when I worked construction, we had brass. Remember that?
No.
And you give a brass, you take a tool, and you put it on it, and you get it, and you bring it back. We continuously buy the same tools over and over and over and over. And we need to find some way to stop that. I'm not saying you can stop it. I'm not saying you can stop it. But we've got to have someone to sign out the tools because we're losing. I bet you we're buying $10,000 to $15,000 worth of tools a year.
Same tool of nature.
Without exaggeration. The second little thing I want to talk about, we had problems on three or four different sites. Mr. Moody never had a problem with his, but we're going to make a motion and then move his people to my district. but we had problems with a walk-through gate at Keaton Beach, Cedar Island. We had no problems at Salem. We didn't have hardly any problems at Steenhatchee. Is there any possibility that we could get the gates opened up at Salem and Steenhatchee?
The insurance company said some time back that they wanted them gates closed. They just said, we're going to have your insurance. Y'all need to close them gates. We can't have people out here in the middle of the night digging in them dumpsters, falling there, and you're going to end up with another lawsuit.
Yeah.
And we don't want to be responsible for what the insurance company said.
That's what I wanted you to say. Then I want to have consideration for additional time at the Salem site in particular. So Salem don't have 10 hours a week, 12 hours a week.
Well, I have asked for additional time because of what you're talking about at Harrison Blue, and it's been planned. So ask for it. I'll support you on some additional hours at Salem.
Okay, I know about the one at Harrison Blue too, because I drove all the way out and then I had to drive all the way to Jim to go unload.
Yeah.
Well, we
go try to get the staff so we can at least open, I think, by 10 a.m. instead of noon. Because I was out there and our inmate crew had a load of debris at 10, and I had my garbage at 10. I thought it'd be open. And I turned around and went to the house of mine, and I left them there. I don't know what they did with their boat. We were 12 probably.
I went to call them. I was there about 9:55. Same thing. I thought it was 10 to 6.
I'm going to say this. Y'all need to talk with Jack Tedder. Y'all think y'all fixing these cars. That's not going to solve your problem. You've got an education problem and an enforcement problem. People could know. They can go a certain hour to put it in there. They know. I was just enough the other day. Here comes a trailer, a half brush, and everything in the world. And what are you going to do with that? Just all mixed up, you know. And that letter that goes out of Mark's office, it doesn't need to say, just go get you a card. If you're going to do the card, it ought to be something to inform them. There's certain rules that need to go by. Jeffrey County's got certain hours. Talk about that. They never have a problem. You go to nobody there. They put the garbage in there. There's never an issue, never any trash on the ground. And Matt, you go by Matt, just as clean as it can be, and there's never an issue. Our people are not that much worse, I think. But I don't think your car, Jack Tedder, I don't think your car's going to be. I talked to him Wednesday, and
they're not going to, it's not going to fix it.
It's not good enough
when people scatter the trash. The one here do had four bags sitting out by the road, outside the fence. I'm a hush. Y'all do the best you can.
We're here on top. Talk, brother.
You understand?
You know, the garbage system out of there.
This morning at Bernard Johnson Road, when I went to the farm early this morning, there was a bag sitting in front of the gate. And it don't open up at 12 o'clock. And there was one bag. That wasn't no big deal. And that's the people are learning to wait to come to the dump. And they just going to have to learn like they do a dump on the cemetery. They just going to have to. If it stays open at 7 or 8 o'clock at night, they can get there between 12 o'clock and dark. I mean, most people working shift work, they going to head to work after 12 o'clock, you know, in the afternoon, and then they going to get off sometime between 6 and 7. So They should be able to handle getting the trash there.
That letter needs to talk something about ours, and we have a corporate responsibility or citizenship responsibility to help keep our county clean. Just don't need to go get you a tag, because that Papa Jack test, he tried it before.
All right, I think we have a letter and go out and go do some handouts between that and first.
They're going to put signs up at the gate at the dump, they told me too, where that people know that these are the new hours and you might as well get ready to follow.
When are they going to do that?
They don't do it anytime between now and first of the year, they said. I just want.
When are they going to do that, Mr. Lackey?
Between now and first of the year. We have a plan.
That's 8-10 weeks. Can you get it any shorter than that?
The water can. She got me a handwritten sign in 24 hours.
We'll get the sign before
you. Now, you call Mr. Williams, Mike Williams, the senior agent, will make those signs for you one day.
I think what we were instructed to do was to make flyers.
Just yeah, we
to pass,
flyers.
Yeah, to pass out to people. Yeah.
Once they put the signs up there, and after the first year, if they got security cameras up there, it won't take long. They can get a handle on it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just going to take. Because Wayne Page swears he'll work with us on it. You know, and if they got a bag of garbage that weighs over 15 pounds, they commit a felony in the state of Florida.
Well, I will tell you, I feel sorry for Commissioner Fickle. She's not here for me to tell her this. But her ear do sight, she tried to keep up. I saw a truck load of truck tires unloaded there.
That came from Madison County, too.
Oh, I can tell you it came from that direction.
Or the city, Perry.
Mm-hmm. No, this actually came. It did come that way because I was
going to call it to need to close here. Did Malcolm want to know about it? I know how it got there, but
I bet he had 50 tires on that truck.
And I called a fellow unloading a load one night there called the cemetery. He had his whole crew unloading trailer load of tires. He had boys that over the fence in the morning by the dumpster. They were just passing them through, throwing them in the dump. And I wasn't no deputy, but I stopped and I coached them on it. You know, I explained to them. I've got all them boys out there. And I said, "This is your boss, right?" Yeah, he's the boss. He's standing there. And I said, "Now, boss man, you putting these young boys here in a bad situation." I said, "This is something, no, we don't need to see them more." But they were unloading a whole, he's a tire dealer, and he was unloading a whole truckload of tires, used tires.
Yeah.
In our dump at night.
We hauled them off of John Lawson's property out there and dump truck loads. I knew who was putting them in there. There's a fellow that got a business and a fellow got a house. He pays him to go by and get his garbage. He should get one of those dumpsters, but he takes it to the dump down his hand. I know that. I've seen him.
Right.
Anyway, it's just. You
can't stop at all. You can get at it. You can't, you know.
These guys, I'm talking about the bigger you are. I wasn't about to get out there and say, "Here you go, here you go." I'm stupid, but I ain't that stupid.
But everybody covered everything on both agendas, and if it's not a real question, let's go on.
Motion adjourned.
Well, we don't take motion from the team. We can just say we're going on the workshop.
We've got one other thing we need you to do. What? Space. You have a letter signed, if you would.
I'll sign it, okay? All right. Good thing.
You got nothing to do with the hospital, has it?
No, sir.